1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today we have Science for Humans during the first half hour with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. And we're going to get started with that in just a second. We're going to talk about supplement confusion, sorting out the hype, who to trust, who not to trust. Then we're going to be joined by Charles Staley, the inventor of escalating density training. As he gets closer and closer to old age, Charles stays strong. Just like many of us in the audience, he wants to remain strong for the rest of his life. We're going to talk to Charles about old man strong, how to keep doing it and doing it for the long haul. But without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Carl. How about you?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, this is really a fun topic that we're going to talk about today because I have quite a vast collection of old bodybuilding magazines dating back at least 20 years. And when I thumb through them, all of the amazing breakthrough supplements that were going to change everything, game change, they're not even sold or manufactured anymore. They just go by the wayside, right?
They are, you know, and it's interesting because us as consumers, we're so conscious about, you know, the clothing we buy, the food we buy, the toys we buy, the vehicles we buy. But when it comes to supplements, we just look for the cheapest one.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to put my mind around why that is.
Well, now that you say that, part of it has to believe, I have to believe that many people don't really think it's going to work in the first place, so why source out the more expensive version of it?
It must be something. You know, I always tell people, you know, if you're going to go in a dollar store, nothing wrong with dollar stores, but let's face it, most of the stuff in there is junk. You know, it's made in China, it's very low end, that's why it's a dollar. You know, sometimes you'll get some leftovers or some things getting ready to expire. But we do the same thing with supplements. You know, we go to the dollar stores, so to say, to buy our supplements. And, you know, you wonder why it doesn't work. So that's why I thought this is a great topic, because I think people are confused. You know, they don't know the difference between quality and not quality, and they're counting on it not working. I've seen so many people give me pictures of their medicine cabinet. They got so much stuff in there that they try it one time and they didn't like it, didn't work, so they go buy something else.
Well,
you know?
and the advent of actual organizations, third-party organizations, testing for the meeting of label claims, we have something else that's happening now for the first time in that I can remember, and that is that we actually are catching companies cheating. So let me ask you this question first. If you catch a company cheating, they've lied to you, and only because they were outed by a third party, they come clean and they go, okay, we're sorry, we're going to fix it. Do they deserve a second chance, truthfully?
No. You know, it would be like, you know, a gas company. You caught them cutting their gas with water. I mean, that should be a crime. I mean, you know, to cheat people. You know, if you make your tires cheaper and they blow up and somebody gets hurt, well, that's the same thing that happens with supplements. You know, if people are making them cheap, they're cutting it, they're cutting corners, somebody's going to get hurt, somebody's going to get sick. You know, people have had heart attacks, people have had health issues, you know, and it's because of this cheating. I think if you purposely cheat and you get caught, you should be done. And if you have added a drug or you've done some adulteration from that standpoint, you should go to jail and you should never be allowed back in this industry.
Because once you've betrayed the consumer's trust, you'd have to be a fool to allow a company to fool you a second time. If a company gets caught, for instance, spiking their protein powder, and then they go, oh, well, you know, we're sorry. Here, now our protein powder is better. Like, you shouldn't even buy from them, because it's almost like I can't help but go to relationships. If your spouse cheats on you and then says, this is the only time I've ever done it to you, do you believe them? Of course not. And if they say, I'm never going to do it again, do you just openly believe them? Of course not. But yet, supplement companies can lie to us, get caught, and continue on in business.
Well, there's no consequences. And again, we as consumers, we don't care. You know, I mean, there are brands that are sitting in the, you know, big box stores, the Walmarts, the Costcos, that have been caught cheating, and yet people are still buying the products. Now, maybe some people don't know about it, they forget about it, but I guarantee a lot of the people that read the suits out there and saw that that product, that protein was only 20% of the label claim, they're still buying them, because if they quit buying, these guys would be out of business. But what happens is they make, you know, $20 million and they get a class action lawsuit for, you know, $800,000 and they continue on cheating.
Yes. And Dr. Scott Connolly once told me that most protein bar manufacturers go into business by making a bar that has much more sugar in it than it claims to, and much less protein than it claims to. And they sell and they make literally tens of millions of dollars. Then when they get caught, they apologize and they change their formulation, but only after they get caught. But it doesn't matter, because they've already made their tens of millions of dollars.
Well, look at, you know, several years ago when China, you know, and, you know, I say China because we don't remember the names of the manufacturers that were cheating on the baby products and the proteins. They were adding melamine. So what does the China government do? They execute the Kew guys that supposedly were behind it. Now, I'm sure there were more people than that. But you know what? That kind of sends out a message. Whether those were the people responsible, you know, it's not okay to cheat.
Yeah, if you're going to lose your life over cheating, you'll think twice about it.
But you know, again, there's companies here where the owners have been to jail twice.
So would you be willing to give us a short list of cheaters? Are you willing to say names of companies that you believe are cheaters, or is that probably the wrong thing to do on today's show?
You know, what I would like to do, if anyone who wants those, I would rather give them the links, so it's not me. You know, I don't want anybody saying, oh, Dr. Jeff is, you know, trying to, you know, market himself as being great and talking bad about companies. I would rather give them the list straight from the lawsuit places that have published the people they've sued. They've put, you know, what the things are. That way, again, it's not coming from me. I'm just passing on information. So they can go to Superhuman, Ask the Scientist, and I will
send them a
happily
list.
Give. But I'll mention one. Now my brain just went dead. I forgot. So no, I'm not going to mention one.
Yeah, there you go. That's an omen. What about? And if it comes back to you, you can mention it. What about companies that make clearly unbelievable claims? Are we as consumers supposed to not believe the unbelievable claims, or are we supposed to go, wow, maybe this is a new scientific breakthrough and I really am going to put on a pound of muscle a day every day for the next 6 weeks?
You know, we are, supplement companies are preying on the newbie. You know, they want to make the promise. And again, we see the same thing in the weight loss industry. So it isn't just the supplements. There are quite a few industries that do this. But let's face it, you can't take a product and put 2 inches on your arms in 3 weeks, or you can't take a product and lose, you know, look like this guy fat, and then in 6 weeks you're shredded with abs. I mean, that is just the most ridiculous thing. Now, the FTC has been cracking down on those before and afters, and if you look at the television commercials, you got to read real fast the fine print underneath it, because that's all the disclaimers. You know, other guy was on a, you know, 2,000 calorie diet and training and doing this and doing that, and it, you know, it wasn't necessarily the product. But, you know, they flash it so quick that you really can't see it. But, you know, that was a big problem and still continues on, where, you know, again, people are trying to make some ungodly promise. I mean, do dietary supplements help? Yeah, they do help. But, you know, you got to be within the scope. Now, if you've got some real research that has been peer-reviewed, has been published, and you want to quote that research and quote it accurately, I don't have a problem with that. But for you just to come up with your opinion, that's what I call marketing, you know. That's what we have to really be aware of before we buy something. Don't buy it on somebody's marketing or somebody's hype.
You know, and I'll tell you a supplement that fell into that category, as long as we're going to list supplements. So my friend Rick Green at Celldyne Biopharma got the FDA approval to produce a product from unpasteurized chicken egg yolks, and this was a follistatin protein powder. And it really worked. It was a follistatin protein powder that reduced circulating myostatin on a dose-dependent basis. He got into a big battle with another company, and he lost his battle. And while they didn't have the equipment that he had or the process that they had, he had, they just launched into a, and said that they had this new follistatin product. And it was just egg yolk protein they were selling. And it never worked. Never, ever worked. No one who took it saw any changes in their physiques. And it just amazes me because none of the consumers ever screamed foul, no pun intended, because of chicken eggs. But nobody ever, and they continue to sell the crap today to people who just don't know any better.
Remember the old muscle marketing creatine serum? That was the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, that product was tested and was found to be zero creatine, and we know why. It was all being converted to creatinine. They continue to sell the crap out of it, and people continue to buy it. Again, you know, I got to go back and say, folks, you know, you get a car that doesn't work, you throw a fit, you bring up the Lemon Act and the Lemon Law, and you want your money back, you want it fixed, you know, well, we got to do the same thing about supplements. You know, we got to quit supporting these guys that are cheating. I mean, all we're doing is padding their pockets, and it's hurting the industry, and you're wasting money. You wonder why you don't get any gains. If you take a quality whey protein and you don't get muscle gains, I can guarantee you that that product is cut or spiked or adulterated, because you should be able to grow off whey protein.
Right.
I mean, just as an example. So many people, you know, send me label copies and go, you know, Dr. Jeff, what do you think about this test booster? And I'm honest. I'm going to look at the ingredient and go, no. First of all, that's a made-up ingredient. It doesn't even exist. Or, no, there's no way that these claims are going to come from these things. There is no evidence whatsoever. Don't buy it. Don't waste your money.
And the other thing that you that's worthy of talking about, because you said the newbies. Alisa talked last Casual Friday that they were reporting that high school students are using anabolic steroids. I says, no, they're not. She goes, well, this is...
Oh, yeah.
I said, no. What high school students are doing is they're going to websites that have the word steroid in their name, and they're buying basically what is DHEA, but it's called D-Bol, and it's called Trenbol, and all the, and they give them these drug-like names, and these poor kids, they're ignorant. They go, oh yeah, sure. A website just out there in the open for decades that the FDA and the DEA have never clamped down on is selling you anabolic steroids. Wink, wink, nod, nod. But who gets preyed upon? It's the kids.
Well, and again, you know, it's just, you know, it kind of gets back to, you know, again, you shouldn't buy a product that looks like a drug.
Right.
I mean, if something is illegal, it's illegal. Some supplement company isn't going to be selling Dianabol, or they're not going to be selling some prohormone. Oh, we have a loophole. You know, we got so much money, we've beat the FDA. No, they didn't. They're lying. You know, the FDA is not stupid. There is no loopholes. You can't sell drugs. They're going to get caught. Sometimes it takes the government a while to build their case. I mean, you know, somebody can go out and start selling an illegal drug, and they're not going to bust you right now because they got to build a case. I mean, you know, they want to put you away. They want to find your sources. They want to find out, you know, who else is down the food chain. But again, you know, don't buy products that are supposed to mimic drugs or, you know, better than drugs or have drug names. again, that's just all misadvertising and a way to misdirect us into something. Now, some of them actually are adulterated with drugs. You know, I'm sorry, if you want to use a drug, go get a drug. You know, don't buy some fake thing. And again, I'm not telling you to go buy illegal drugs. It just was kind of a point, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I don't understand why the FDA and the DEA doesn't crack down on these so-called anabolic steroid websites that is selling vitamins, minerals, and DHEA as anabolic steroids. Yeah. To me, that's counterfeit. That's a counterfeit drug. That's I mean, it's a counterfeit supplement, and they let these companies continue on, and who they prey on are young kids.
Well, I pushed the DEA and the FBI and the FDA for years when all the Mahjong, the ephedra, was being adulterated, was being spiked. It was coming from China with pure ephedrine, HCL, or pseudoephedrine. Do you think they cared? I mean, they did not care. I remember an FDA agent telling me one time, saying, oh, do you really think the drug guys could, you know, get that drug out of that powdered Mahjong? And I said, do you think they can go grind up tablets and get that out? My goodness, all they need is a screen. They don't even have to do any extraction work. And yet nothing happened of it. I mean, it's just frustrating. I don't know if they don't care, if it's a little fish or, you know, it just doesn't make any sense.
I'm looking at a website right now before we go into this break. And here are the products that they sell. Win, W-I-N-N 50, obviously supposed to be Winstrol.
Yeah.
Trend 75, D-Anabol 25, Test 600, Pituitary Growth Hormone, VAR, which is supposed to be Anavar 10, Clen, which is supposed to be Clenbuterol, Deca 200. Now, you know that none of these bottles have Clenbuterol or Deca or Trend, and most of these aren't even, I mean, I think Winstrol is available in an oral as well as an injectable, but none of these things are really available in orals. Who do you think is buying from this website, anabolics.com? It's high school students. And these are the websites that give the rest of the industry really bad names. Really bad names.
I know.
It's disgusting, I tell you the truth. And you know what? I keep saying, you and I had this discussion 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I remember you and I being on the air saying, Dr. J, what's the answer? And you said the industry has to police itself. Otherwise, the FDA is going to come in and do it for us. And when is the industry going to say we need the top players in the industry should get together and create a committee, a consortium, whatever you want to call it, and they should start to clean things like this up, anabolics.com. This website shouldn't be out there. It shouldn't even be out there. Because nobody with a brain other than some high school kid is going to buy anything from them.
I think you and I might have to do like the O'Reilly factor, man. We might have to start our own little thing and start exposing people. I mean, you know, and giving people the truth, man, because it's frustrating. It's frustrating, you know, being in the dietary supplement industry. It's frustrating having to clean these guys' messes up. And it's frustrating because, you know, they're cheating people and people are looking for quality products. And they're going to jokers like this, you know. It just, you know, frustrates you. And most people just want to quit because, you know, what do? You can't beat them. So do you join them?
No. And what's even worse is some high school kid is telling his friends that he's on anabolic steroids and he's taking one of these crap pills. And that rumor is taken legitimately by his parents, by the school, and they're like, oh my God, we have to crack down on anabolic steroid use because high school kids are using them. No, high school kids are using Tomcat Alley and other stuff and being told that it's really testosterone. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. It's a very, very important subject because you, the consumer, has to play a role in this as well. You must vote with your dollars. You must vote with your dollars. Companies that lie and cheat should not get your dollars. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com. Trojan horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So we're talking today with Dr. Jeff about the supplement madness out there. It's really quite confusing. Most people are confused. What to buy, what works, what doesn't work, and you really don't know. So, obviously looking for research and not marketing hype, but even research sometimes can be skewed, right, Dr. J?
Yeah, you know, you got to really take a look at, you know, where is the research done, but more respectively, you know, has it been published? And when I mean published, I mean in some legitimate periodical, not these stupid online places. I mean, you and I could start a publishing company online and charge people to publish their stuff. You know, it needs to be some legitimate journal that's been out there. Because, again, I've seen too much fake poster boards and things of that nature. But you got to look for things that have IRB numbers and have been peer-reviewed and published. And then, you know, read through the research. Don't just read some summary. When I put research out, I put the whole paper out. You know, I'll do a summary, but I also provide the paper so people can read it and make sure that I'm not, you know, filtering out things and misrepresenting it. But again, you just have to be careful. I always tell people, again, you know, buy from reputable places like your local health food stores or, you know, reputable online places like bodybuilding.com, you know, A1 supplements, places that aren't like this website you said, that they only sell their product. At least reputable places, they're doing a little more research to make sure that the products are somewhat legit. Now, does that mean that they don't sell the adulterated spike stuff? Well, they sure do, because, again, they don't care. It's all about the dollar at the end of the day.
So it's funny you say that, because there's a company that's wanted to get on the air to promote their product for the past few years. It's a very popular product that claims to be a muscle builder. And they sent me the abstract of their research, and I emailed back and said, can you send me the full text? I'd like to look it over. And they said, no, we won't have the full text for a few months. And then a couple, 3 months later, they sent me the abstract again and said, hey, we'd like to get on the show and talk about this. And I said, can I get the full text? And they said, no, we don't have it yet. And I'm like, you know what? I am not having you guys on until I can see the full text, because the abstract doesn't tell me anything. Quite often, the real valuable information is in the actual trial itself, and a lot of guys don't want that to be out there. I mean, who knows what
they're... Well, and let's face it, you know, when you write a study, you know, you write the study first. You write the paper, and then from the paper, you develop the abstract or the poster board. You don't make a poster board first. So, again, these guys are doing them, you know, backwards, and either it doesn't exist, you know, the abstract poster board was made up, or they just picked and choose what they wanted. And again, that's not legit. You should be able to get a copy of the research. Again, anyone who wants a copy of my published research, it isn't secret. It's for the public. Because like my cancer research, it isn't because I'm developing a cancer product. It's to put the research out there, and then hopefully somebody else will pick up on it. And again, that's how advancements in science and medical things are made. But if I just put out there, you know, a poster board, well, where's the research? How did you come up with these results or these numbers, you know?
At the end of the day, but isn't the most important thing of whether or not you as an individual recognize that this particular supplement works, doesn't that speak to the fact that of all the sponsors I've worked with in 11 years, and I'm saying this sincerely, in all the sponsors I've worked with in 11 years, I don't think anyone has given away more free samples of product than you. Now, isn't that really, at the end of the day, I can talk about my product. I can have forum reps talk about my product. I can have magazines write articles about my product. All that stuff is pay to play. But at the end of the day, if I put a supplement in your hands, John Q or Jane Q Public, and I say, this is what this supplement does, and you use it, and you go, it doesn't do that, you're never going to buy the product. So at the end of the day, when someone gives you samples to try, they're either shooting themselves in the foot if their product isn't going to work, or they're actually saying, hey, try it, and if you don't like it, don't buy it. But if you like it, here it is. It works for you.
You know, and I'm not the only one that does it. I probably do the most. But that's the whole reason behind it is, look, don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for something. You know, if you can't take something for a test drive, and then we're about out of time here, but folks, you would not go buy a car and just take the sales guy's word for it that it's going to run. No, you're going to want to test drive it. Ladies, you go try on clothes. Now, maybe us guys, we just buy clothes and take them home. You guys would not buy something before you try it on. Why would you buy your man supplements before he or you could even try them?
Right.
Doesn't make sense. So, again, you need to be able to try a supplement before you buy it. Buy legitimate things, and when you find somebody has cheated, if they cheated on one product, they're cheating on everything. Quit supporting them, and guess what? We will have an industry that is full of great products, and the good companies will actually have more money to be able to do research and develop great things for people.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Really is. And on that note, we have to close the show. But this has been an amazing discussion. And really, what we're talking about here with Dr. Jeff is really how the future of the supplement industry could be if it policed itself. Products that truly work and deliver on their promises, and a lot less money being spent on products that go by the wayside, like the magazines I have from 20 years ago where I'm like, where's this supplement? I thought this was supposed to be the biggest muscle builder ever. It's not even being made anymore. Well, there you go. Thank you, Dr. J.
Thank you, and we will catch you next week.
Next week, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, a returning guest who hasn't been on the show in a very long time. Why is that? Probably my fault. Charles Staley. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Hey, don't forget, Thrive Advance comes in a 3-pound jug right now. You can save 55% off when you use the coupon code BIGBOY, all one word. Go to Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com to learn more. So, Superhuman Radio has a station that runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And on that station, which you're listening to right now, if you're listening live, there are some close to 11 years worth of shows. And the other day I was getting ready to do a show and put my headphones on, and I was listening to the end of a show that was in progress. And it was none other than Charles Staley talking about when he opened up the Bed and Barbell. How you doing, Charles?
Carl, how are you?
How long ago was that when you opened the Bed and Barbell? How many years ago?
Boy, I'm going to say 2005.
So probably pretty close. I mean, that's over 10 years ago.
Yeah. Time just flies too fast.
Well, and so I'm listening to this show, and I'm thinking, why haven't I had Charles back on the show? Charles is brilliant. Charles is the creator of escalating density training. More people have seen improvements in strength and hypertrophy from this sensible, time economic, lifestyle sensitive training program than probably anything else out there. And I thought, why haven't I had Charles back on? So I messaged him on Facebook. He says, need to come back on the show. What do you think? And here he is. So.
Well, I'm very flattered, and you know, there's lots of great minds out there, so I'm not offended.
So now let's talk about the subject at hand. So Charles finds himself, and I where I find myself, in our mid to upper 50s, with a desire to continue to train hard and heavy, limited only by our own beliefs of how hard and heavy we can train, because by Charles's standards, and I've been checking around in anticipation of this interview, and my own standards, we continue to lift a lot heavier and train a lot harder than many people said is appropriate, prudent, or even possible as we near 60. And there's really no end in sight. I mean, we continue to get stronger, and we continue to train with great level of dedication. Granted, I've injured myself quite a few times. Charles has not. He's much more sensible than I am. But the
just not as adventurous. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But the desire. I think I can say affirmatively that you and I have a similar desire, and that is to be well into our 70s and even 80s and still training hard and heavy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta keep you off the streets, you know, but. There's a unique gratification to being in good shape when you're older that I never sort of anticipated happening when I was younger. And that is, it's just sort of more unexpected. And, I'll brag on myself a little bit and tell you a story. About a month ago, I was doing deficit deadlifts and I was planning on working up to a big set of 10, and the deficit was like 2.5 inches. So, I wanted to get a video of the set. My training partners had not arrived, and I like putting stuff on video because The prospects of having something to brag about on Facebook will sort of propel me into a better set.
So, right, right.
I'm just being honest. So, you know, you have to find the things that kind of light a fire under you and just exploit those. So, in any event, I had the bar loaded up to 415. I was ready to do my set. And, I just found this random guy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this guy to take a video. So he had been watching me from across the room. And he was like, maybe, I don't know, 25, 26. So I was like, hey, would you take a video of this? And I forgot exactly what he said, but it was clear that he thought that I was shooting for a new one rep max, you know? And so, so I ended up doing 10 reps with it. And, you know, the guy's eyes looked like he had seen a UFO land in the next yard. And he was like, wow, that was intense.
Right.
So those kind of things are fun.
You know, I had a similar situation happen when I was living in Phoenix. And I went to, what was it called? Pure Fitness, I want to say, which was on Warner Road. I think it was Pure Fitness, something like that. And,
okay.
I went to grab the door to walk in, and these two young guys grabbed the door first and blew by me, and they didn't even like turn around and hold the door. Like they just like dismissed me, and I ended up deadlifting next to them. And not to brag on my, I'm not going to brag about like what I was pulling, but after I was done pulling, the guy comes over to me and goes, wow, are you a power lifter? I says, nah, I'm just an old guy trying not to get old. And I mean, so it's, you know, everyone thinks this is a young man's game. It's only a young man's game because the bumper crop of really strong old guys that seems to be coming out of the woodwork today just wasn't there before. And we have guys, and I consider if you're in your mid-40s on up, you are one of the guys who was dismissed as this is a young man's game. Mike O'Hearn, yeah. People love him, people hate him. I like Mike. So Mike just turned 47 years old. So Mike does something called birthday squats. Since he was in his 20s, he has done his age in squats with 315. Mike just did 47 deep, well-controlled squats with 315 for his 47th birthday. And I'm like, rock on, baby. Because when I see people do that stuff, I think, me too. Don't the older guys who are doing this inspire you as well?
Oh, huge. And there's all sorts of people out there. And in fact, I just started specializing in training older guys a couple of years ago. And the reason that hadn't occurred to me sooner is because there are all sorts of guys out there that I am just in awe of. Mike O'Hearn being one of them, and Stan Efferding comes to mind.
Yeah, Stan, big grinder.
There's all
right.
Sorts of people out there. So, but I had a marketing friend of mine say, hey, Charles, like, yeah, it's true. There's a handful of guys who are doing better than you out there, but your market is the 99% of guys who are not at your level, and you're not trying to be all things to all people. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you got a point. But I tend to be much more conscious of the people that I'm trying to keep up with than the reverse of that. So yeah, it's fun to see this. And one lesson is that it's easier to maintain fitness qualities than it is to improve them. So if you can get yourself up to a good level of fitness, whatever it is, whatever we're talking, hypertrophy or strength or endurance or whatever it is, those adaptations are much easier to maintain. So if you're listening to this and you're younger, you know, bring those values up early because it's easier. And then maintaining them is really quite a bit easier, I think.
So what do you think? Tell me some of the things that jump out at you as far as being the differences between your experiences with training younger guys, which you have a vast amount of experience training strength athletes, both Olympic and power lifters, when they are younger, maybe in their prime or somewhere around that, to training older guys like us. What are some of the things that jump out at you that are different?
Well, there's a handful of things. Ultimately, if you're healthy, like I think older people can reach the same level of performance and be doing equally impressive things in the gym, but there's a few things. The first is that the warm-up tends to have to be a little bit more thorough. In fact, I have an unofficial definition of what it means to be a master's athlete, and that's when your warm-up is more than 50% of your whole workout.
Interesting. I like that. Yeah.
But, you know, so it, you know, it takes me, you know, like I think a couple of months ago, I parallel squatted 400 and that's at a body weight of about 195. And, but, you know, it took me, you know, pretty close to an hour to get to it. So the longer warm up is one thing. And I don't necessarily mean, that doesn't necessarily mean a general warm up, meaning like getting on a bike for a while, but it just means more warm up sets and more kind of prep. So that's part of it. And, typically, it depends on the individual, but you're going to assume the existence of pre-existing injuries that might have to be accounted for, things like that. So, but aside from that, in a certain way, it's easier to train older guys because they have a little bit more respect for their bodies and mm-hmm. They're a little bit more sane when it comes to taking attempts and things like that. So, in a certain sense, it's a little bit easier.
To me, the older guys are willing to do the work and everything else that goes along with it. You know, when you're young, you want to be strong, you want to look good, but you also want to go out with your buddies and party, and you want to do the things that may be partially or to some degree counterproductive to your goals.
Sure.
And when you're an older guy, like Dan John likes to say, keeping the goal, tends to be a little bit easier because you have kind of you've lost that wild hair, whatever it is, and all of a sudden you can actually be much more focused, but also you're much more willing to be patient and realistic about incremental increases. You know, the young guy, I got to bench press 500 pounds by spring break. And the old guy is like, hey, if I could add a pound and a half a week to this lift, I'm really excited because I'm going to do this for the next 30 years.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And, the rate of progress is slower as you get older. And going back to your point about, being wild and crazy, I mean, you just don't have – you can't cut as many corners. The details matter more. One of my big principles for older lifters is that you know, when you look at all the things that feed into being fit and healthy, there are a lot of different components between how you train and your diet and recovery methods. And there's a certain context, meaning that some of those things matter a lot more than other things. So, for example, nutritionally, meal timing is a relatively minor issue. It is not nearly as impactful as your total calories and your macronutrient ratios and things like that. However, the older you get, the more that the little things matter because little things might be all you have now.
Right.
So you have got to be more, you know, you've got to be looking to do everything properly or as close to that as you can. Whereas when you're younger, you can kind of cut corners a little bit and that's fine. You just have to be more and more dialed in the older you get if you expect to continue to make progress.
You know what's funny? When you're young, the gains come fast and they disappear slowly. When you're old, the gains come slow and they disappear quickly. In other words, if you're a young guy and you train for a while and you acquire a certain amount of muscularity and strength and then you take off for months because, you know, you're out partying with your friends, you show back up into the gym 3 or 4 months later and you get under the bar and like, bang, it comes right back. When you're an old guy, you could train for 3 months to make some incremental gains and you could take 2 weeks off and lose it all and have to climb that hill again. It's just amazing. I come to the conclusion it's the metabolic debris that we acquire on a cellular level and mitochondrial function. But it's really amazing. I refused to take long times off, like I've had to because of injuries, and we could talk about that in a minute. But the reality is when you're older, progress is slow, regress is fast. When you're young, progress is fast and regress is slow. It's just amazing. You find that too?
Yeah, and I was kind of nodding in approval when I heard you say that you don't take time off. And so one of my big goals is to kind of structure my life in a way where that doesn't happen. So that means I'm just very careful about my health. I'm very careful about injuries, all those sorts of things, because consistency is huge. And the funny thing is, and I think most successful older lifters will recognize this, but I think back like, well, I wonder what kind of progress I might have made had I had I trained the way I do now when I was younger.
Right.
You know, because, like, I think my training is super dialed in right now, and that's a good thing. But, you know, it certainly wasn't when I was younger. And one of my regrets personally is that I did not work a little bit more on hypertrophy development when I was younger. And I just did not, it's not that it didn't matter to me, but I just didn't understand the training process quite as well. And I just didn't do the volume of training that was necessary to achieve that. And of course, once you get into your late 50s, and if you have a long training background, you know, it's tough to put on additional new muscle. So, you know, you have to do with what you have. But, muscle is kind of like, it's kind of like currency, you know, it's like fitness currency. And, you want to get that saved up when you're younger if you have the opportunity, for
and,
sure.
In fact, for the first year and a half, almost 2 years of this show, I close the show every episode by saying muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today.
There we go.
I want to take a break. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the challenges that creep up in us older guys. Most specifically, I want to find out what you get from your clients as the things that they're battling to make progress that are age-related. We're talking with Charles Staley. His website is targetfocusfitness.com. And I'm thinking we're going to start a regular episode with Charles to discuss training as you're getting older and actually making some serious gains. Just came to me, why aren't we doing that? Maybe we need to. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Charles Staley. A lot of people know Charles because he introduced a book called Escalating Density Training, which is today, still today, I use as one of the training protocols that I shift to when I need a little change in my workouts. So, Charles, what are some of the biggest challenges us old guys face dealing with when you're working with clients? I have to throw this out there. I have to believe sleep.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that over the break, and there's a handful of things, but sleep and energy, which are kind of, you know, they're kind of related. They're separate entities on a certain level, but people tend to not sleep as well as long when they get older, and your overall energy levels tend to drop a little bit. That's all just very natural. this is why I always say natural is not always ideal.
So I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I want to talk about my own drug use still currently today, because I'm all about open disclosure and honesty a little bit later in this discussion.
Yeah, you bet. So I do find myself guarding my sleep fiercely, and I'm very almost militaristic about my sleep ritual, and I just have certain things that I do that allow me to get good sleep and enough sleep. And so I think there are a lot of people out there, especially if you're kind of a driven type A personality, there's this, I don't know, when you read biographies of super successful people, you very often run into people who claim to sleep 4 hours a night and stuff. You know, people's sleep needs vary, but that should not be a goal. We're all adults here. Everybody knows how long they need to sleep. And if that's 8 hours or 9 or 10 or whatever, you need to do that. So that's definitely one of the...
My sweet spot for sleep is about 7 to 7.5 hours, personally. But I've learned that over the years. Tell me, share with the audience some of the things you do to ensure a good night's sleep. And it probably starts earlier in the day than right before bed, right?
Yeah, it does. And none of this probably will be revolutionary, but I have a certain bedtime that I'm, almost robotically adhere to, And I will actually be in bed about an hour before I want to get to sleep. And I just have a little ritual where I listen to podcasts and not things that get me kind of revved up mentally, but just things that are kind of relaxing to listen to. And so you will always hear the recommendation that you should not have like an electronic device in your face when you sleep. But I want to make clear that that's not what's going on. I'm just listening. So I don't have like a computer screen. I don't have like light in my face as
right,
I do this.
Right.
And then as I start to get sleepy, I keep the bedroom quite cool. And, as soon as I'm getting to a certain point, I always wear earplugs at night. And that's a huge, huge thing. If you've never experimented with earplugs, that's just definitely worth doing. And it's pretty much as simple as that. It's just having a regular routine and finding something that sort of makes you sleepy at night, whether that's listening to a podcast or reading fiction or just listening to music or whatever it might be. It does, what it is doesn't really matter, and people are all different, but find some kind of thing that you can do that just kind of helps you to kind of transition into sleep. And so I think that's the key thing. I try not to do intellectual work or business stuff later in the day. I try to get that done early with. You don't want to be dealing with client problems and things right before you go to bed.
Right.
Not always possible, but, you know, that's the goal.
You and I are similar in that way. When I had to reverse my heart problem, I realized the value of sleep. I started sleeping with earplugs, and for me, because my ex-wife insisted on turning the lights on when she came to bed, I used to sleep with those little eye covers, too. And the kids,
sure.
the kids used to joke. They used to say, oh, Dad is in his apartment. Because I was locking out the outside world, but I needed to do that to survive and be here today to do this show, quite frankly. I still do a lot of those same things. And the other thing that's worth saying is, since I invoked this whole ex-wife discussion, it's really important if you have a partner that she or he is down with this plan too. You can't do this if your partner likes to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning watching Jimmy Kimmel and you go to bed at 9 every night, because there's going to become a disconnect in the relationship and a resentment. But assuming that you have someone who respects this, who is also into physical culture, understands the value of good sleep and avoiding some of the diseases that plague our society today of modernity, you know, for me, I've stumbled onto some really amazing things. Number one is obviously getting to bed at the same time every single night and waking up at the same time every single morning, even if it's a weekend, number one. Number two, reading. Number three, I have a salt lamp, not because of the nonsense that it's going to ionize my room, but because that red light that salt lamp emanates is similar to the red light in the sky that signals the beginning of the sleep period for the body. And when I do have to use a computer screen, or I insist on watching television after 7 p.m., I do put on blue blockers. And if I don't put those on, I go to sleep, I get in bed, and I'm still awake. If I put those on, I get in bed, and I'm ready for sleep. I read for a couple minutes. I do take a 5-milligram tab of melatonin. But something I've stumbled on recently that has really changed the quality of my sleep, and it took 2 weeks for it to take effect, is I'm taking 6 IUs of oxytocin, injectable oxytocin, right before bed. And I have noticed in the past 2 weeks changes in my sleep where I get up in the morning and I feel energetic and looking forward to doing my cardio, as opposed to going, okay, I've got to go down and do my cardio. I'm literally bounding down the stairs looking forward to getting my cardio in. So anybody who has access to a good, smart doctor, and you can get injectable oxytocin, it's called Pitocin, anywhere from 4 to 6 IUs before bed resets the whole cortisol, adrenal, a hormone landscape, and really lets you get into very deep sleep. I track my sleep with electronic devices, Charles, and I can see how I get into deeper sleep now that I've been using the oxytocin. How's that?
Super, super interesting. And I was making notes as you were kind of outlining that. Super interesting. And one other point I would like to make is that there are two commonly observed phenomena that happen as you get older, and I think they're related. And the one is that your activity levels tend to drop. And the other, as we just talked about, is that you tend to sleep not quite as well. And I think those two things are related. And one of the things that really can help, and this might not seem to apply to people who are interested in lifting and fitness, but I think it's important that you strive for high activity levels. And because after all, you know, if you do a lot of physical work in a given day, that's almost a guarantee that you're going to sleep well. And frankly, as much as I love lifting and as much as I think it's a critically important thing to do, you're not burning through a lot of calories when you lift, even if you lift hard. I think I saw something from Greg Knuckles recently that said that if you deadlift like four sets of 10 with 375, that only amounts to like 70 calories. Like, it just doesn't amount to that much.
That's disappointing.
So I'm pretty big on keeping activity levels high. And you know, and what I'm talking about here kind of is just like walking, cycling,
yeah, moving
steps, you know,
moving
and just moving.
So do you use an activity tracker? Do you use like a Fitbit or anything?
I do. And I just use the health monitor on my iPhone. But yeah, and I think that the thing that many people have heard of, the whole idea of 10,000 steps a day, I think is a great idea. And now I wish I could come up with the exact reference for this, but I was listening to, this is just worth it for people to kind of ponder. And Carl, maybe I'll send you the link to this and this can be posted in show notes or something. But I was listening to a podcast recently with a metabolic researcher, and he was talking about a study they did with these firefighters that work long-term, like in forest fires. And, you know, so they get like air dropped into a forest fire, and they literally work for like 10 straight days, and they sleep, you know, in these like fireproof sleeping bags, like, you know, each day and so forth. And some of these firefighters were burning up to 15, 16, 17,000 calories a day. So the point of this is not that that's going to be our goal, but if our metabolic capacity is approaching 20,000 calories a day, and the average person's only going through maybe 1,500, 2,000, you can kind of speculate that when you're operating at that low of a threshold compared to your real capacity, that that's probably not optimal.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because what you've basically done is shown what the human capacity is if you're active all the time. And just like any other metric range, you're absolutely right. If your body has the capacity to burn 20,000 calories a day and you're just eking out 2,000, is there any wonder why you have no energy?
Yeah, and this researcher also kind of speculated that this was kind of a big reason behind developing certain metabolic diseases, diabetes and heart disease and things like that. Now, we just don't move enough. So that's something that I try to always get across to all of my clients, even if they primarily have strength or you know, hypertrophy type goals. You need to be moving, and especially as you get older, I think it's just super important.
Yeah. I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I do want to broach this topic of drugs. And here's why. Because I get a lot of flack from people occasionally at my gym because I am honest about my drug use. And my attitude is there's no nobility in growing old faster if you don't have to. And
yep.
I want to discuss that with you on the other side. We're talking with Charles Staley. His website is targetfocusfitness.com. And we'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach.
approach, anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Charles Staley about getting older and staying strong, or even getting stronger. I remember I was doing a heavy movement one day at the gym, and this guy who's probably about 10 years younger than me came over to me and said, I used to lift heavy like that. And then proceeded to tell me how it was not good for you because it was dangerous and you'd injure yourself. And I said, yeah, I used to lift heavy too, but now I lift heavier. And he just looked at me kind of cockeyed. Like, I don't know if he did understand me. He didn't understand me. But so here's another thing that I like to talk about. I don't think there's anything noble in aging faster. I don't think there's anything noble in saying, look, I refuse to use drugs, and as a result of that, I'm aging faster. But hey, I'm natural.
Yeah.
I admittedly have been on testosterone therapy since 2007. I have a prescription for growth hormone, too. I use a day, 5 days a week. I do that. I also use various peptides like IGF-1 long R3 from time to time, mechanogrowth factor from time to time. I use BPC-157 pretty regularly now after the soft tissue tears that I've had. I'm also employing some other protocols that we talked about on the show recently about using gelatin before an hour before your workout and a little bit of vitamin C. Amazing stuff can happen as you get older. But I use these things. I use oxytocin before bed because my body may not be producing enough of it anymore. And so I occasionally have a guy at the gym who hears me over talking to someone else about my drug use. And then he'll say to me something like, oh, that explains a lot. I said, what do you mean? Well, you know, you wouldn't be that strong if it wasn't for your drug use. And I look at them and I say, that's kind of like watching a guy sliding into home plate. And yelling, cleats, cleats, he's got cleats on his sneakers. It's like, yeah, I understand. They didn't have cleats back in the day, and now they do. But cleats aren't the reason why he runs as fast as he does. Maybe training with cleats, but it's still the athlete that's doing the work. It's not the drugs. If you don't put the time in under the bar, you don't get stronger just by using the drugs. Now, and it frustrates me because there's a lot of guys out there and gals who would turn to HRT, except they're afraid that they're going to somehow be looked at as, oh, well, you've crossed over to the dark side.
Well, lots of things come to mind with that. Incidentally, I've been taking testosterone since, 2010. If you can have the testosterone levels of an 18-year-old safely and legally, just have a hard time understanding why you wouldn't do that, first of all. But the second thing that comes to mind is, the whole idea of putting things that are natural, the word natural is one of the most non-useful and non-relevant terms that you could use. What's natural, natural is being fat and weak. If you look at, for example, if you have a dog or a cat and you watch them throughout the day, and you will notice that they will move as little as possible, and they will eat as much as possible. And, that's natural. Training and trying to improve your physical capacity is absolutely 180 degrees counter to natural. So this whole thing that we're all doing, is completely unnatural. So to me, it's just, and then if you want to get a little bit, perhaps some people might argue this as being a little abstract, but I just don't, I think anything that happens on planet Earth is natural. So it's all natural anyway. what is artificial? And the definition of artificial is something that was made by man, strangely enough.
Right.
Now, if there are other technologies created by other animals, like beavers make dams and things like that, but somehow that's still natural. So the things that other animals create are natural, but the things that humans create is unnatural. It's just such an obscure, useless, irrelevant term in my way of thinking. What we're all doing is unnatural.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's natural. If you look at the evolution of human beings, it's natural to die at age 35. That's what's natural.
Right. No, I agree. I agree with you 1,000%. And that's why I don't let that kind of stuff stick in my craw, because I just feel like, well, you're just unenlightened. You're choosing the things that are not quote unquote natural that are making you sick, or I'm choosing the things that are quote not natural to help me be stronger. And I'll tell you why it's important discussion. Wait, hold on. So in secret, I've had this belief that health span and lifespan are more closely tied to anabolism in the organism than anything else, because all the research has been showing since you and I have been playing this game, we know that the strong live longer. There's been grip tests, this test, the VA in California did a test on 16,000 men and all-cause mortality. The guys that had the strongest leg press at the beginning, in the middle, and the end were the ones that were still alive. So we know that strength equals longevity. We now know that strength of the organism equals health span. And Dr. Mauro DiPasquale and I have had several conversations over the past couple of years where I'm coming to the conclusion that the longer you remain anabolic, the longer you're able to build new muscle, turn over muscle cells, the more likely you're going to live. That's a greater barometer of your lifespan and your health span than anything else. And so
yeah.
I'm like, look, man, I want to stay anabolic for as long as I can. Because think about it, Charles, what do we attribute youth to? The ability to build muscle, right? Be robust in health. And what do these drugs do for you? They make you build muscle. They make you robust in health.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'd like to segue that into kind of a related discussion.
Please.
If we can. And that's that, when we talk about fitness, the fitness in reality means readiness. It means that whatever you typically, the challenges that you have to face in a given day, that you can face those challenges successfully maybe with a little bit room left to spare just in case of emergency. That's the old International Sports Sciences Association. So fitness is composed of different attributes or qualities, such as strength and the various types of endurance and agility and mobility and all of those things. And so it's important as well. One of my kind of key concepts for older people is that you should not let any fitness quality get totally away from you. So, and what that means is that doesn't mean that, like, if you're a master's level powerlifter that you have to jog every day. That's not what we're talking about. But we're just saying that at a certain point, you know, all of these fitness qualities are interrelated. So, for example, if your work capacity is sufficiently low, that's going to limit your ability to train successfully for strength in the gym. Or if your mobility is not sufficient, that may predispose you toward injuries when you're lifting heavy. So, if you're, for example, if you have horrible, and here's why this is important. If you have horrible endurance or horrible mobility or horrible strength when you're 25, you can fix that. And you can fix it pretty easy. But if you have horrible, any fitness quality that's at a super low level and you're in your late 50s or 60s, then that now becomes kind of a different matter. So there are no absolute rules for this, but I always ask my clients to sort of, monitor, I like them to monitor maximum strength, body composition, work capacity, and by work capacity, you could just call that endurance if you want, or cardio, and mobility. And you want to have a way to test those certain things, and there's a certain level that you don't want something to drop below. So I'll just give you a practical example. I pretty much hate jogging and have done very little of it over the course of my life. I respect distance runners who are very good at what they do. That's kind of a different conversation. But personally, I just don't think I'm very well put together to do like sort of distance running, that kind of thing. So a couple of years ago, it started to occur to me, wow, I wonder how long it would take me to run a mile. And then I started thinking, I wonder if I can even run at all. Because I had not like done that literally in so long. And, you know, I'm a 200-pound guy and I'm in my late 50s and so forth. So I just decided, you know, I want to kind of walk my talk here a little bit. So I'm going to test myself to see how long it would take me to run a mile. And, you know, I probably, if you added up all the jogging or running I've ever done in my life, it's probably less than 26 miles. You know, I've just done very little of it. So anyway, I think this was about a year ago now. I actually waited for nightfall just to preserve a little personal, in case it went really bad, you know. And so I had pre-measured out a mile course, and I ran it, and it sucked pretty good. And however, my time was 11 minutes 50 seconds. So
that's really good.
There's different ways you could look at this. I mean, if you're really a runner, if you're out there listening to this right now and you're a serious runner, it kind of sucks. But if you consider the background of how little of this I've ever done, and if you consider my training activities, my weight and age, I thank you for the compliment. I would say it's acceptable. So I'm gonna do that run once a year, and if it starts deteriorating much more than that, then I'll start working on my endurance a little bit more. So you should have tests for your – you should have certain tests that you kind of monitor yourself with when it comes to work capacity, endurance, strength. And don't let anything get completely away from you, because it'll be hard to get back. And I'm sure everyone listening to me say this would like, well, what test should I use? And, you know, I wrote a blog post for Target Focus Fitness a little while back called Toward a Personal Philosophy of Fitness. And in that article, you know, I just stated that there are no real rules when it comes to fitness. It's not like health monitors. It's not like, you know, body temperature should be 98.6, give or take. You know, nobody would ever say, hey, I just got a PR body temperature. I'm 104 today. You know, wow. That doesn't fly. Like, you know, so for health indicators, there are certain numbers. But there's no rule about how strong you should be at age 55 or how much work capacity you should have or how much endurance. There's just no rules for that. So the best I can say is you should outline a certain level that you want to be at and then either try to improve it or just maintain it. Personally, I'm not interested in endurance that much, so I'm not really interested in improving my ability to run a mile. But I don't, you know, if I took that run, Carl, and it was 20 minutes, that's not acceptable. Like, it's just not acceptable if it takes you 20 minutes to run a mile. In fact, I don't think anyone could run that slowly. It's more like walking. But, you know, if it takes you 20 minutes to do a mile, like, to me, that's unacceptable. For you, you might have another number in mind, but the take-home point here is that whatever fitness characteristic you're talking about, you should not let it get totally away from you because, you know, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you may never get it back.
See, I have a chronic foot left. I crushed my left foot, and it's been challenging for the past since April of last year when it happened. And so I'm unable to run per se, although I do
right.
have periods of time where it doesn't hurt that much. So usually it's a 10, but there's times where the pain gets down to maybe a 4, and I'll actually run on my treadmill. I will run. I know that I can run a decent clip, but the problem right now is overcoming the foot, and so I am working very hard to get that foot back into painless or semi-pain-free environment so that I can run again. But I'm with you. I think running is important because it's part of the whole general preparedness scheme. Who cares if you can deadlift 500 pounds if you can't run to get out of the way of a car? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, and by the way, that's exactly what I think the value of it is. I don't think that you need to be doing distance running all the time, unless you like it, and then that's fine. But you should have some minimal capacity to run out of the way of a car that's about to hit you, or, like, you know, it's just basic functionality.
And, in fact, we're adding an elliptical machine to the home gym because on an elliptical machine, I can sprint. Because there's no impact on my foot. I can sprint. I can jog. I can run. I can go for an hour. And it's not like, oh, my God, my foot is killing me. On my treadmill, when I walk and when I run, my foot hurts. It really, really hurts. I mean, I tell people, if most people had to live with the pain that I live with in my foot. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. On leg day, it's ironic. On leg day, whether I'm leg pressing or squatting or hack squatting, the first movement I do, which is usually a warm-up set of 20 to 25 reps, the pain in my foot is the thing that I have to overcome. After that first set, the pain threshold seems to go up. I don't know if it's because there's endorphins and hormones being released from the training, but it goes up. And usually after leg day, for at least 6 hours, my foot doesn't hurt. I think that it's kind of in shock, to be honest with you, more than anything else. But it's an amazing phenomenon that exercise helps you control pain.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, actually one of the things behind that is your body releases histamines, which is kind of a natural anesthetic, you know, and that's why a lot of times you have little aches and pains as you start and then they kind of diminish as you warm up. So that's also another possibility.
Let's do this. Good, I'm sorry. No, finish, please.
No, go ahead. I'm not even sure where
I was going to say, let's take our last commercial break and let's wrap up the discussion and let's talk about a future discussion. I'm going to ask people to send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. If you would like Charles to talk about any of the special challenges you're having as you encroach on age and you want to stay strong, but maybe things are changing for you and need some workarounds, some answers, send those questions to onair@superhumanradio.com and we'll get Charles back on the air to answer them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has
has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Mr. Bombastic! So, let's pay some homage to Charles Staley. Charles, what do you weigh? You can't weigh much more than 200 pounds, right?
Well, it's funny. My lifts are more impressive when you realize how skinny I am.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't say you're skinny. I wouldn't say that you're hypermuscular.
No, not at all. I look very, very normal, is about the most charitable way I could put it. But yeah, I'm 6'1", 195 as of today.
And you've got an over 500-pound deadlift, and you do it easily. I've watched you do it. What's your squat like nowadays?
I did 400 about 6 months ago to parallel, and that's with just knee sleeves and a belt. Can't brag about my bench press. It's mid-200s, but
I think last year my best set of chin-ups, I think I did a set of 17 chins. So,
that's impressive.
You know, like all of us, I'm strong on some things and not so strong on others, and but just always working on all of it.
Why do you think, like, I've never been a strong bench presser. Never, never, never. Even when I was working hard on my bench press, the most I ever got was 305. So what do you think that's about? You just think it's those of us have long arms, wide shoulders work against you in a bench press. What do you think?
Interesting. It's interesting you say that because I do have broad shoulders, which is the only thing that saves my physique. But, you know, in my case, and I'll put this out there because this might apply to people listening. In my case, I just never really had a love of the bench press. It just never really fired me up. And by the way, I don't mean to come across like I'm actually more pro bench press now than I've ever been in my life. I think it's a valuable lift. And as a matter of fact, do you know who Jen Thompson is?
The name sounds familiar.
Probably, I think she has the best Wilk score of any male or female powerlifter in the bench. She's got world records. But anyway, she's 40 something years old. And can bench like 325 raw at like 135 pounds body weight.
Wow.
Which is crazy. I just posted her on my Instagram. But the point where I'm going with all this is that if you have a lift that doesn't excite you, you're probably just not going to put that much energy into it compared to things that do excite you. So for me, that's why. It just never really fired me up that much. And so I always put a lot of value in squatting and deadlifting. And, you know, guess what? No surprise, that's what I'm good at. So for me, that was it. But, you know, there are a lot of genetic components to bench pressing or any other lift for that matter. So you have to one of my other principles that this applies to everybody, but it particularly applies to older people, is you need to be able to reconcile needs with wants. So in other words, there are certain things that you love to do. And for men, this is often like getting a big bench press. For me, I just like being strong. But there are also things you need to do. And you often hear people say, don't do what you love, do what you need. I sort of disagree with that a little bit. I say you should do both. Because whatever it is that fires you up and keeps you in the game, whether it's being really strong or being really lean or being a really good distance runner or having great mobility or whatever it is that fires you up, I think you should pursue that. But you also need to do the things that you need to do that maybe are not so fun. So that kind of goes into all of this. And I think my bench press is embarrassing, and I'm working hard to bring it up, and it's not something I need. By the way, being as strong as I am is not a need. I mean, you don't need to be able to pull 500 pounds to be healthy and have good longevity, not by any stretch. But so for me, it's just something that's fun.
Right.
And so I think you need to do both those things. So if you love to do something that maybe isn't the thing that's really going to drive your health and longevity, I say keep doing it, but make sure you're attending to the other things as well.
I've actually done a show with Brooks Kubik a couple years ago where we explored the idea that some of us are working group humans, just the way you have working group dogs, right? German Shorthairs, Hungarian Vizslas. These dogs were selectively bred to do jobs, to do work, to pull sleds and stuff like that. And I also think that through evolution, humans at one time were selected. Men were selected for strength because they had to hunt and they had to protect their family. And that's kind of gone by the wayside today because now evolutionary selection, which happens to be driven by women. So if you think we're going down the wrong path, you can blame women because of their selection process. I'm being sincere. I know that that's probably not a popular thing to say, but it's the truth. Women select what future generations will aspire to be. But with that being said,
well, they're the gatekeepers. So
yes,
yeah, you're right.
We men pursue and women choose. Never forget that. Men pursue and women choose. And so I've come to the belief that there are those of us who are not very far removed from our ancestral selective breeding that makes us more of a working group human, like a working group dog, where we just thrive. You know, I had a Hungarian Vizsla, and if I didn't take the dog out to run three times a week, and I'm talking about run for hours, he would become neurotic. He'd start destroying things in the house. And I think that there are humans who, if they don't expend energy, work hard, struggle against the weight, they don't feel as well. They don't do as well. And I think that the Italian gene pool falls into that. I'm guessing from your last name that you're either Serbian, Croatian, Eastern Bloc.
My background is somewhat surprising, and I actually happen to know exactly what it is. My mother was from France, so I'm half French.
Okay.
And my father is half American.
Half what?
And half Native American, half American Indian.
Okay.
And half Dutch. So I'm one Dutch. Quarter Dutch, one quarter Native American, and half French.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
What do you think about this whole theory of working group humans and how we thrive when we work hard?
Well, I think it certainly makes sense, and I think people have certain natural physical gifts. And so, just as an example, I'm not like real huge on jogging, as I mentioned before. In fact, I've written articles that you can find on the internet that have engendered a lot of hate toward me because I've been critical of jogging. However, if I have a client who's looking to drop body fat and they love running and they've done it for a long time and it hasn't injured them, I'm okay with that. Now, I want to get them lifting as well, but I'm fine with them jogging. It's fine. If you love swimming, I don't think swimming is the greatest weight loss activity, but there's a quote running out. I just saw a quote the other day, and I don't know who to attribute this to, but, this might come from, I want to say Seth Godin, or I'm not sure, but the quote is, it's better to do the imperfect thing than you'll do than the perfect thing that you won't do.
Yeah, that's
actually
point.
You know what? I think that comes from Tim Ferriss.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a Tim Ferriss quote. Yeah.
Yeah, so the imperfect thing that you will do is going to be superior to the perfect thing that you won't do. So that's kind of my position on that.
Interesting. So here's the bottom line, folks. We're going to have Charles back on, but it's going to be driven by your questions. If you're an older dude like us and you don't want to say the end is near, like the Frank Sinatra song, you want to keep training. You want to keep making progress, too. You don't want to just go into the gym and back off everything and shrivel up. You want to keep pushing forward. Send us your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com. Specific questions. There's a Facebook page called Strong and Over 40. Is that your page, Charles? Do you know whose page that is?
It's not my page, but I try to infiltrate it as often as possible. But no, it's not my page.
Well, I want to have Charles back on, and I want to start doing some Strong and Over 40 type topics for those of us who are aging, and we don't believe it's a young man's game. We believe we can actually beat the young men at this game. Because remember that old saying, there was a young bull and an old bull standing on a hill. And the young bull said to the old bull, while they were looking down at a herd of cows, let's run down there and get one of them. And you know what I mean by get. And the old bull looked over and says, let's walk down there and get them all. And you know what? with age does come perspective, and with perspective comes wisdom. So there's no reason that those of us who want to keep doing this for the long haul can't do it better and better with each passing year. And hopefully Charles will be able to help us by you sending questions to onair@superhumanradio.com. How's that sound, Charles?
That sounds like a blast. I would absolutely love to do that.
Okay, so there you go. Now, if you want to hear Charles back on the show, send your questions. That's the answer. Hey, Charles, thanks so much for being on today with such short notice.
Carl, thank you. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to chatting again soon.
All right, talk to you soon. And that's all we've got today. We'll have more Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. See you then.